So I've been in the industry for like 30 years. And the industry that I've been in is hospitality. And I've seen on and off. I haven't been in it all. I've got other skills that I could go do too. And so I just hate sitting in an office under fluorescent lights and stuck in a little cubicle. I can't stand the cube. Anyway, the 666 cube makes me just go crazy. So I just like my freedom, you know, to move around, work inside, work outside, whatever. But because I've been in an industry that not supports, but is hospitable, or lets the criminals see, y'all don't realize how bad it is. If you've never worked in this industry, y'all don't know how bad it is. We can profile the criminals just by the way they walk. We can profile a criminal by the birds of a feather, by the way they act. They're master deceivers. They're great liars. But they think they're great liars. But if you just stay calm and listen, they're contradicting themselves. They're liars. The criminal thinks they got some game, but they ain't got nothing. Anyway, so at least once a week, maybe two or three times a week, sometimes every day, we see people getting kicked out, the police being called, people getting shot, police knocking their door down. I mean, I've seen it for 30 years. And so I've learned to play dumb. You play dumb around these people. And they hang themselves. They think you're dumb. They really think they got something new, but it's the same game. They come up and they shoot their game or whatever you want to call it with their words. They try to befriend the staff or somebody next door to them, and they're out there talking to each other, and they get out there and they smoke that cigarette and they become friends, and there's like four or five of them become friends, and they're seeing who the weak one is, and then most of them are sharks, and they're looking for prey, and so the shark is looking for prey, right? And then all of a sudden somebody gets over on somebody, and there's usually some drinking going on, some craziness of a drinking. Somebody gets over on somebody, and the whole group breaks up. Somebody steals money from somebody, tries to steal their car, steals their cigarette, steals their beer, steals $20. Can I go into your room? Yeah. $20 gets missing out of the room. Can you take me to the store? Can you take me to the ABC store? Yeah, okay. And then they get robbed. They blame everybody else. Police get called. The whole crew runs and hides. They were all in on it, but they all run and hide. And they all throw each other under the bus every time. What's my point? My point is, I've seen it all. And then when you've seen it all, there's something else that comes on the scene and you say, I thought I've seen it all. I thought I've seen it all. But if you think back, you already saw that. You saw the red flags, and you just wanted to ignore them because the criminals know how to flatter, and they know how to talk a good talk, and they know how to talk a good talk, and they know how to play game, even if it's just being a friend. But you've seen them. You've seen the pimps and the prostitutes, the drug dealers. They all wear a certain kind of clothes too, and they're always. One common denominator with them is they're always just walking around looking for prey, you know. It's kind of like a lion or a wildcat. So if you saw a lion out in the wilderness, and he's just sitting there in the grass, and he's just walking around like he's not coming after you, just trying to be like friendly, you know, some wild animal. And next thing you know, they come after you. They see you as prey. And they don't know what you know because you've been stable and you've looked for the patterns over many years and you can see the pattern. You were raised around them. You escaped them. You went to college with them. You worked jobs with them. You had family members and cousins and aunts and uncles and second cousins and third aunts and murders in your family and drug heads and what's that drug they used to be on? You've had the heroin people. You've had that in your family. And so you escaped. You can tell as soon as the way they curse and the way they talk and the way they're prideful. The criminal can't be humble. They have to be prideful. The ones that are humble are usually the ones who are under the human trafficking of the predator. The ones that are humble are under the human trafficking of the predator. And it might not be human trafficking like you think, but it might be they just have to give them their paycheck every day. I talked to women many years ago. Well, I give him my paycheck every day, every week. Every week I get paid, I just give him my paycheck. And he didn't love her. Just using and abuse her. And the women are doing it too. If the women can bring a man under the Ahab spear, well, he's just all milk toast. She does it to him, just like Jezebel. Like, so the game never stops. The stories that you see in the Bible are actually playing out every day right in front of your face. And if you have eyes to see, ears to hear, and you're super vigilant, and you take notes, you'll catch them. You will catch them. I didn't choose this life. I didn't choose to see this stuff. I didn't choose to be attacked by Jezebel my whole life. I didn't choose it. I just wanted the truth. I didn't know that me wanting to know the truth and seeking the truth, that I would be attacked by the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the esoteric, the Gnostics, and the Essenes, and the Jezebels, and the Delilahs. I had no idea. I just wanted the truth. But when you look for the truth, everybody who's anti-truth comes after you. Because they think you're stupid. They think you're just prey. And every battle that you overcome, you start to see the game more and more. And they still try. Even when they get older, they actually get better at being criminals and being subtle about it. The devil was more subtle than any beast of the field. They're of their father, the devil. They're very subtle. And so that's why you learn to take your time. If some guy walks into my world, says, "I'm in love with you." Okay. All right, let's just try this. Let's see if you really know what love is. So you start to hang out with her, and you realize she don't even love herself. Why are you drinking? Why are you doing bad habits? Why are you lying? Why are you gaslighting? Why are you going to the bars? I didn't know you did all that. How come you pretended to be something you weren't when you said all that talk? So you take your time. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. A criminal cannot hide their behavior or their countenance or their character for 6 months. Usually the criminal reveals themselves within 30 to 60 days and usually less than 2 weeks. Because when you push the cup, you try the spirits, right? You push the cup, what comes out of the cup? What's in the cup? So you just push them a little bit. They don't get their way or something. And out of the cup comes what? Cursings and gnashing of teeth. Now who does the cursings and gnashing of teeth? The people in hell. So they might not actually be in hell yet, but they're in literal hell on a daily basis because the criminal is their own worst enemy. They are their own worst enemy and they hate you because they hate themselves. Easy button, people. Just step back. Just wait. Try the spirits. And it becomes really easy to catch them.